服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2020年五月六日星期三，我们再次荣幸的邀请到 Radha Charan Prabhu 来为我们讲今天的早课。今天是主女辛卡德的写生日，所以他将会选取圣典国家瓦坛中的一些内容与大家分享。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 We will read this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7.
今天我们来讲圣典国家瓦坛的第七篇。
On the auspicious appearance of Lord Narasimhadev.
在主女辛卡德的这个吉祥的显现日中。
It is 4:30 here in Srimayapuram.
现在在 Srimayapuram 是清晨四点半。
We have no electricity.
现在停电了。
There is big storm and rain outside.
然后外面也是雷电交加。
It feels like Lord Nrisimhadev is going to appear any moment.
好像感觉主女辛卡德随时都会出现。
So before we begin, we're going to glorify Lord Nrisimhadev by reciting the prayers of Jayadev Goswami.
那我们呢，在开始正式的讲课之前，我们先来唱诵 Jayadev Goswami 的一个非常吉祥的祷文。
Namaste Narasimhaya Praladaladaya Ine Hiranyakashi Purva.I offer my obeisances to Lord Nrisimha, who gives joy to Prahlad Maharaj and whose nails are like chisels on the stone-like chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu.
我向主女辛卡德致以虔敬的顶拜，他赐予主 Prahlad 无限的喜悦，他的指甲就像凿子一样撕开了恶魔提拉亚卡西普的胸膛。
伊多尼辛哈，巴拉多尼辛哈，加多加多，亚明达多尼辛哈，巴耶尼辛哈，里达耶尼辛哈，那拉辛哈玛迪姆，查拉南普拉帕迪。Lord Nrisimhadev is here and also there. Wherever I go, Lord Nrisimhadev is there. He is within the heart and outside as well. I surrender to Lord Nrisimha.The origin of all things and the supreme refuge.
主你辛卡德无处不在，无论我在哪里，主你辛卡德就在那里。他既在心中，又在心外。我向主你辛卡德致以虔敬的礼拜。他是万物之源，他是至高无上的庇护所。
Tavakala kamarevare nakamma buta shringam dalitaire nakashipu tanubringam.Keshabadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare Jai Jagadisha Hare O Keshava, O Lord of the Universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of half man, half lion, all glorious to you, just as one easily crush a wasp between one's fingernails, so in the same way, the body of the wasp-like demon here in Akashipu,has been ripped apart by the wonderful pointed nails on your beautiful lotus hands.
O Keshava, 宇宙之主啊，主 Hari 啊，你以半狮半人的形象出现，一切荣耀归于你。正像一个人用自己的手指，能够轻而易举的将一个黄蜂撕开，同样。恶魔提拉亚卡西布像黄蜂一样的躯体也被您美丽的莲花手锋利的指甲撕成两半。
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jnatasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jnabhutale Shayandrupa Kadamayam Dharati SwaparantikamNamo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर भक्त वृंदम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। So today we celebrate the glorious and auspicious appearance of Lord Narasimhadev.
今天我们一起来庆祝主女星海的一个非常光荣吉祥的喜生日。
This is one of the major Vaishnav festival throughout the year.
这个是一年当中一个非常重要的 Vaishnava 的庆祝日之一。
Vaishnavas celebrate all the Vishnu avatars when they appear.
那我们的 Vaishnava 奉献者们都会庆祝Vishnu Tattva, 就是 Vishnu Avatar, Vishnu 的化身的显现。
And Lord Nrisimhadev is a very important manifestation of Lord Krishna.
主女星海贝呢是主 Krishna 的一个非常重要的化身。
Today is a full fast until dusk.
今天是戒食，全戒到黄昏。
And then there is a feast.
然后接下来就是一个大餐。
So those of you who are not working, you should make an effort to fast and then to cook some nice prasadam for Lord Nrisimhadev.
那些不去上班的奉献者呢，今天就要去做这个全戒，然后做好这个准备。然后呢，在接下来呢，就为主Nrisimhadev能够做一份非常丰盛的大餐。
Those of you who are working,You should make an effort to fast, but you can drink water.
那工作的那些奉献者呢，也要想办法尽量的戒食，但是也可以喝一点水。
But the main thing for today is to spend time hearing and chanting.
那今天呢，最重要的就是要把时间花在这个聆听和念诵或者唱诵上。
There are so many different things that we can speak about Lord Nrisimhadev.
那关于主女星海贝夫，我们可以谈很多。
I have listed some topics that I want to discuss. I'm not sure if I can cover everything this morning.
那今天呢，我就是罗列了一些话题，我们可以来谈一下主女星海贝夫，但是我不知道是否有足够的时间能够把所有的要点都讲完。
And I am not sure we will have room for questions.
我们也不知道有没有时间给大家提问。
So let's see how we go.
那我们就试一下吧。
First of all, I would like to discuss the fact that Srila Prabhupada introduced this worship of Lord Nrisimhadev in the early days of Krishna consciousness.
那首先我要说的就是说 Srila Prabhupada 是在我们 Krishna 知觉运动的最早期的时候就已经引进了这个主 Nrisimhadev 的前些日的庆祝。
The first time in 1969 when Srila Prabhupada suffered a heart attack.
那就是在1969年的时候，当时 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他心脏病复发。
So he dictated to the devotees the prayers of Lord Nrisimhadev.
所以呢，他就向奉献者们口述了主 Nrisimhadev 的祷文。
And he asked the devotees to chant this prayer to appeal to Lord Nrisimhadev to please keep our spiritual master longer.Because he has only started his mission.
当时呢，他就请他的门徒能够来念这些他口述的这些祷文，向主Nrisimhadev祈求，希望呢，主Nrisimhadev能够允许他的这位亲爱的门徒，也就是他们的灵性导师，能够在这个世界上再停留的更长的时间，因为他才刚刚开始他的运动。
So this prayer to Lord Nrisimhadev was immediately.Shared all over the ISKCON temples.
所以呢，这个主女星海贝的这个祷文呢，就很快就传遍了，遍布于世界各地的这个奉献者 ISKCON 的庙宇。
And it is a tradition that devotees in the temples will chant the prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev at the end of every arti ceremony.
那么在每一次的这个 arti 结束的时候，所有的奉献者。都会向主尼辛哈德唱诵这段祷文，那么这已经成了 ISKCON 的一个传统。
So the worship of Lord Nrisimhadev is integral to the practice of sadhana bhakti of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
那对主，你亲孩儿对的这个祈祷和崇拜呢，也就是成了 Gaudiya Vaishnava 奉献者的 Sadhana 规范修习中的一个不可分割的部分。
As a matter of fact, the pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadev were discussed and read again and again by Lord Chaitanya and his associates.
事实上呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他的同僚们也就一次一次的在不断的在讨论主女星哈贝的这些逍遥时光，他们也一次又一次来荣耀主女星哈贝。
The pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad was a regular discussion among Lord Chaitanya and his associate as much as the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj.
那么在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和他的同游的这个谈话当中，主 Nrisimhadev 的这个逍遥时光呢，就会非常频繁的出现，就好像他们经常的去探讨 探讨 Dhruva Maharaj 的逍遥时光一样。
Lord Chaitanya enjoyed hearing about the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj because that inspired humility.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢是非常喜欢听 Prahlad 的逍遥时光的，因为 Prahlad Maharaj 的这逍遥时光可以激发一个人的谦卑之心。
And he enjoyed hearing the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj because it inspired in him determination.
那么他也非常热爱聆听 Dhruva Maharaj 的逍遥时光，因为这些逍遥时光呢，可以激励他的这个决心，激励一个奉献者的决心。
And it is interesting to note that both Prahlad and Dhruva were just 5-year-old boys.
而且我们要知道，就是在这两个逍遥时光里，这个无论是 Dhruva Maharaj 呢，还是 Prahlad Maharaj， 他们都只是五岁大的孩童。
Therefore, there is no age to determine one's purity in Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，一个人在 Krishna 知觉当中的这种纯粹之心是和一个人的年龄无关的。
So, the pastimes of Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad are described in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那关于主女辛哈贝和 Prahlad Maharaj 的这些逍遥时光是在圣典博迦瓦坛的第七篇中。
From chapter 2 to chapter 10.
从第二章一直到第十章。
These are the longest series of chapters on the same topic.
那么在这个圣典博迦瓦坛里面呢，这是围绕了同一个话题的跨度最大篇幅的一段逍遥时光。
This is how important in the Srimad Bhagavatam the story of Prahlad and Lord Nrisimhadev is.
所以呢，这个也就是证明了在圣典婆迦瓦坛中，主女辛哈贝和 Prahlad Maharaj 逍遥时光的重要性。
And that story is narrated by Narad Muni to Maharaj Yudhishthir.
那这段逍遥时光呢，是由 Narad Muni 向 Yudhishthir Maharaj 讲述的。
So that story begins with the situation of Hiranyakashipu pacifying his family members after his brother Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varaha.
那这段逍遥时光是这样开始的，就是呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 的兄弟就 Hiranyaksha 呢被主 Varaha 给杀死了，所以呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 就开始安慰 Hiranyaksha 的妻子了。
Now, what I would like to do this morning is to give a synopsis of all the chapters.
那我今天讲课的这个方式就是，我想把每一章的内容呢做一个总结。
So that we get an idea of the narrative and the story unfolding.
所以呢，我们如果这样聆听的话，我们就会明白这个故事是怎么样一步一步的展开的。
But what I would like to concentrate on mostly is the pastime and the character of Prahlad.
那我要把我的这个讲课的这个重点呢放在这个逍遥时光，而且是最重要的是 Prahlad Maharaj 的品格的描述上。
So we are looking at the pastimes that take place in Treta Yuga.
我们现在讲述的这个逍遥时光是发生在 Treta Yuga.
So this is millions of years ago.
所以呢，这个是好几百万年之前的发生的这个事情了，这是白银年代。
When there was a confrontation between demons and demigods.
那当时呢，就是半神人和这些恶魔呢，他们之间发生了巨大的冲突。
And both demons and demigods are very well, well versed in Vedic culture.
那无论是半神人还是这些恶魔，他们都是非常谙熟这个伟达的文化的。
Therefore, it is not surprising that when Hiranyakashipu pacified his family members, he explained to them the science of the soul and reincarnation of the soul.
所以呢，就是在这里，当他记录他去抚慰那些家人的时候，他就谈到了有关于灵魂，还有灵魂的轮回的这些哲学。所以呢，因为他非常的了解伟达的这个文化，所以说呢，这个也不足为奇。
In other words, Hiranyakashipu was not an ignorant fool. He knew the Vedic science very well.
所以说呢，这个 Hiranyakashipu 呢，也不是一个一无所知的蠢人。他其实对于这个伟达的这个知识呢，他是非常的谙熟的。
But because he was a gross materialist and a very proud demon, he wanted to take revenge.
那因为呢，他是一个非常粗糙的一个物质主义的一个享乐者，而且呢，他又是一个恶魔，极其的傲慢，目空一切，所以说呢，他想要这个报复。
And his revenge blinded his power of thinking.
而他的这个报复心呢如此的强烈，以至于让他失去了理智。
So much so that he decided to perform austerities so he could become immortal.
所以呢，他就决定要做一个巨大的苦行，让自己长生不死。
And becoming immortal for him means that he would be on an equal level, if not higher, than Lord Vishnu.
那这个长生不死呢，就意味着他几乎就是和主 Vishnu 一样了，在处在一个同样的高度上了。
So in the second chapter of the seventh canto, we have the story of Hiranyakashipu pacifying his family.
所以说呢，就是在第七篇的第二章当中，就是讲到了 Hiranyakashipu 呢去抚慰家人。
In the third chapter of the seventh canto, we have Hiranyakashipu performing great austerities in the mountains.
那么在这个第七篇的第三章当中，就是讲到了 Hiranyakashipu 他上山去做了巨大的苦行。
So much so that he attracted the attention of Lord Brahma.
甚至都惊动了主 Brahma.
And he begged favors from Lord Brahma.
然后呢，他就向主 Brahma 呢就去祈求祝福。
So Brahma granted him his favors.
那主 Brahma 呢就答应了他的请求，赐福于他了。
And his favors was that he didn't want to die in the air and he didn't want to die on the ground.
那他的这个祈求的这个祝福，就是他既不想在空中死去，也不想在地面上死去。
He didn't want to die by any weapons.
他也不想被任何的武器所伤。
He didn't want to die during the day or at night.
他既不想在白天，也不想在黑夜中死去。
He didn't want to be killed by any living entities, beasts, human beings, or animals.
而且呢，他也不想被这个宇宙中的任何的生物所杀死，无论是人还是动物、野兽。
He didn't want to die.Inside a building or outside a building.
他也不想在这个房内房子里面死去，也不想在外面死去。
So basically, he declared himself to be immortal.
所以呢，这些要求都满足之后呢，基本上他就是一个长生不死的人了。
So after getting all these service from Lord Brahma, in chapter 4, we have the description of Hiranyakashipu beginning to terrorize everyone in the universe.
那么就是在第三章当中呢，这个主就是这个Hiranyakashipu他就得到了主 Brahma 的这个祝福之后，在第四章当中呢，他就开始做这个巨大的苦行了。而他的这种苦行呢，就是给整个的宇宙制造了铺天盖地的恐怖。
So while he was going around the universe terrorizing everyone, the demigods took advantage to take over his kingdom.
那么当他呢，去到宇宙的各个地方去释放他的这个恐怖行动的时候，半神人呢，趁此这个机会，趁他不在宫中的时候呢，就占领了他的王国。
And they arrive at Hiranyakashipu's palace, and they took away Hiranyakashipu's wife. Her name is Kayadu.
然后呢，就是在 Hiranyakashipu 他不在王国中的时候，这些半神人就闯进了他的宫殿，并且呢，把他的妻子 Kayadu 给绑架走了。
And Kayadu was pregnant with Prahlad.
当时呢，卡亚杜他已经有孕在身了，他怀的就是 Prahlad。
So Narada Muni stopped the demigod and said, "You cannot take away this woman."
那 Narada Muni 呢，就阻止了这些半神人，对他们说，放过这个女人。
She is pregnant with a great soul, a great devotee of the Lord.
那她现在已经有孕在身了。在他肚子里的就是一位主的极其伟大的纯粹的奉献者。
So Narada Muni took Kayadu to his ashram, gave her shelter, and also instructed her on the science of devotional service.
那这样的 Narada Muni 就带走了这个 Kayadu， 让这个 Kayadu 呢就暂居在这个 Narada Muni 的这个他的这个修院里面。就是他所修行的这个地方，然后呢，就是同时呢，又把这个有关于奉爱的这个知识传授给了卡亚杜。
But we understand that Prahlad in the womb of his mother could hear everything Narada Muni was saying.
那我们就是知道，在这个卡亚杜在聆听 Narada Muni 的教导的时候。他的肚腹中的 Prahlad Maharaj 呢，也听到了一切。
So after Prahlad was born, they went back to the palace.
那 Prahlad 出生之后，他们就回到了宫中。
And in chapter 5, we have the description of the personality of Prahlad.
那在这个第七篇的第五章当中，就描述了 Prahlad 的这个品格。
And how he began to interact with his father, who is a demon.
那他的这个父亲呢，是一个十恶不赦的大恶魔。那就在这篇里面，就是讲到了 Prahlad 他和他的这个恶魔父亲是怎么交流的。
So Prahlad was sent to the Gurukul.
那 Prahlad 呢，他就被送到了这个 Gurukul 临时学校里。
And his father asked him what he had learned at the Gurukul.
那他回来之后，他的父亲就问他说：“你在这个学校里学了什么？”
Hiranyakashipu wanted his son to become a great demon like himself.
那 Hiranyakashipu 呢，就希望他的儿子也能够成为他那样出色的大恶魔。
And in that chapter, we have the very, very famous verse that Prahlad spoke to his father.
那在这一章当中呢，就是有一段。Prahlad 向他的父亲所说的话，那这一段诗节是非常的著名的。
When Hiranyakashipu asked his son, "What did you learn today?"
那就是他的父亲呢，在孩子放学之后就问他说，你今天在学校里学了什么？
Prahlad replied, "Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Shakyam, Atmanivedanam."Iti Pumsharpita Vishnu Bhaktische Navalakshana Kriyata Bhagavatya Dattan Manyeta Uduttamam. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord,becoming his servant, considering the Lord's one best friend and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with body, mind, and words. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the topmost learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge.
那这段话呢，就是说 Prahlad Maharaj 他说啊，聆听和唱诵主 Vishnu 的超然的圣名、形体、品格、随身物品和逍遥时光，去意念他们，去服务主的莲花足，以十六种物品向主做出前进的崇拜，向主祈祷，成为他的仆人，将主视为自己的挚友，将一切归依于他。换言之，即以躯体、心意和言语来全然的服务于他。这九个程序就被称为纯粹的奉献服务。当一个人将他的生命都完全的献给主 Krishna 的奉献服务，通过这九种方式时，那么他就是可被认为是一位最有学识的人，因为他已经获得了完全的知识。
So this is a very, very famous verse that we often recite when we present Krishna consciousness.
就是当我们去呈现 Krishna 知觉的这个知识的时候，我们经常会引用这段话。
And it represents the essence of what Prahlad learned from Narada Muni when he was in the womb of his mother.
这个呢，也就是说明了 Prahlad Maharaj 在他的母亲的腹中时，他所吸收到的来自于 Narada Muni 的教导中的精华。
And you will also find that in this verse, Srila Prabhupada gives the longest purport in the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. I think about 14 pages.
然后呢，就这一个师节的 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他就呈现了圣典薄伽瓦坛里最长的要旨评注。我想应该是有14页。
So it is not surprising that Hiranyakashipu was not impressed with that presentation.
那这个 Prahlad 说了这么多之后呢， Hiranyakashipu 完全不为所动，根本就没有打动他，这个也是不足为奇。
And he became very upset with Prahlad.
而且呢，他就是非常的愤怒。
He also became upset with Prahlad's school teachers.
而且呢，他呢，对这个 Prahlad 的这个学校里的这个老师也是大为光火。
But Prahlad took every opportunity he could to give Krishna consciousness to his classmate.
那 Prahlad 在学校里的时候呢，他用尽了一切的机会向他的这个同学们去传授奉爱服务的知识。
So in chapter 6, we have the chapter called Prahlad Instruct His Classmates.
那么就是在这个第七篇的第六章当中呢，这个题目就是说 Prahlad 教导他的同学。
And in that chapter, basically Prahlad shares with his classmate everything that he has learned from his spiritual master.
就是在这章当中呢， Prahlad 可以说就是把他从自己的灵性导师那里所学到的一切的知识都和他的小伙伴这些同学们去分享了。
But the firstverse of that chapter 6 is also very famous and very significant.
那在这个第六章的这个第一个诗节也是意义非常的重大的，是极其重要的一个诗节。
Sri Prahlad Uvacha Komaram Acharat Pragya Dharmam Bhagavatam Iha Durlabam Manasa Janma Tad Apya Dhruvam Artadam. Prahlad Maharaj said,One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is the most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful Because in human form of life, one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection.
那 Pralad Maharaj 就说呢，一个具有充足的智慧的人，就应当把这个人体的生命，就应当呢，从他的生命的一开始，就很好的运用他的人体的生命。换言之，就是从幼年的时候开始，就应当去践行奉爱服务的活动，应当放弃其他一切的活动。人体是人生是如此的难得，虽然它和其他的躯体一样短暂易逝，但是因为人体的生命使得人能够去从事奉爱服务，因此呢就意非常的具有意义。即便是些许的真诚的奉献服务，也能够让一个人获得全然的圆满。
So even though Prahlad was a young boy, and normally young boys they just like to play and have fun.
那这个 Prahlad Maharaj 那个时候他还是一个小男孩，那这个在这个年龄呢通常都是喜欢这个嬉戏玩耍。
Prahlad took this human form of life very seriously.
但是 Prahlad 呢他却非常以非常认真严肃的态度来面对这个难得的人形之躯。
We remember that when Dhruva Maharaj was offended by his stepmother,
那我们记得就是说 Dhruva Maharaj 被他的继母所侮辱的时候，
he wanted to take revenge.
那当时呢他也是想那个报复。
And he wanted to perform austerities to gain a kingdom greater than Lord Brahma.
那当时呢他就想通过这个苦行能够获得一个比 主 Brahma 还要大的一个王国。
But his mother said to him, you are only 5 years old. Boys of your age, they just want to play.
然后呢他的亲生母亲就对他说，你现在才5岁，像你这样年龄的孩子应该只知道玩耍。
But Dhruva Maharaj was determined.
但是呢 Dhruva Maharaj 呢决心已定。
And Prahlad Maharaj is also very determined.
那 Prahlad Maharaj 呢也是信心非常的坚定。
To be Krishna conscious at such a young age is indicative that Krishna consciousness is beyond the bodily concept of life.
那么他们呢虽然是那么的幼小，但是他们已经显示出这么大的 Krishna 知觉了。所以换句话说 ，Krishna 知觉呢，它是超越于一种躯体的概念的。
Similarly, we see the example of Shukadev Goswami.
那同样的，在这个例子也可以看到，在这个 Shukadev Goswami 身上看到。
Who at the age of 16 years old,
Shukadev Goswami 在16岁的时候
became the main speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam to an assembly of very elderly sages.
当时呢他就面对着非常年长的一群圣人，他开始讲述圣典波迦瓦坛，由此呢他也成为圣典波迦瓦坛的一位最伟大的讲述者。
Not only that, Prahlad Maharaj received those teachings when he was not even born.
而且不仅如此 ，Prahlad Maharaj 其实在降生之前就已经接受了这些知识。
So this is the material that we read in chapter 7 of the 7th canto is what Prahlad learned in the womb of his mother, which are the teachings of Narada Muni.
那么呢，这些他所听到的这些教导呢，就出现在第七篇的第七章中，在这一章当中就是描述了。当 Prahlad Maharaj 还没有降生，也就是说还在他的母亲的腹中的时候，他所聆听到的 Narada Muni 对他们的教导。
And that chapter describes what this is what Prahlad is sharing with his classmate, what he learned in the womb of his mother.
那么就是在第七章当中讲述了 Prahlad 在他母亲的腹中所聆听到的这些教导，这些教导呢，也就是他和 他的那些小同学去分享的知识。
So, it means a few things. One is that the spirit soul is present within the womb of the mother.
那也就是第一点呢，就是说这个灵魂已经出现在他的母亲的腹中。
And even if the body is not developed, the soul is conscious.
那虽然这个躯体还没有长成，但是这个灵魂已经充满了完全的觉知。
And during pregnancy, the child within the womb, becomes a recipient of everything that the mother is undergoing, all her experiences and feelings and emotions.
也就是说呢，当这个孩子在母亲的腹中十月怀胎，躯体还没有长成的时候，实际上他已经完全的可以觉知到一切，就是他的母亲的体验情所经历的情绪情感这些，那么他腹中的这个孩子，都是可以吸收到感知到的。
So Prahlad explains also that his mother actually fell asleep when Narada Muni was talking to her.
那么当 Narada Muni 呢对他的母亲在这个讲述的时候呢，当时他的母亲就睡着了。
But he was not asleep. He was wide awake in the womb.
但是呢 ，Prahlad Maharaj 在他的母亲的肚腹中，他并没有昏睡。当时呢，他是非常的清醒的。
Which means that any Matajis who are pregnant should make sure there's always some bhajans playing or some classes because the child in the womb will listen and get great benefit.
那换句话说，就是有孕在身的 Mataji 们呢，就应当要一直的放着一些bhajan的一些唱诵，或者说一些讲课。所以说，无论他做什么，无论他怎样，他肚中的这个孩子呢，都是可以聆听得到的。
Hiranyakashipu was very concerned that his son showed reluctance to be engaged in learning materialistic ways of life.
那这个对于这个孩子，就是非常的不情愿，那就是 Hiranyakasipu 的当时是非常的担心，他非常的担心他的这个孩子不愿意去学习那些物质主义的东西。
And no matter what the teachers were trying to do to correct Prahlad, Prahlad kept increasing the opportunities to preach Krishna consciousness to his classmates.
就是虽然是 Prahlad 的这个老师百般阻挠，但是呢，他越是阻止他呢 ，Prahlad Maharaj 就越是发现更多的向他的同学去传教的机会。
So ultimately, there was no other solution but for Hiranyakashipu to take the matter into his own hands.
那最后呢，就是实在是没有办法了，所以呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 呢就想自己亲自上阵来。好好的教训一下他的孩子。
And that is the subject matter of chapter 8 of the 7th canto.
那这个就是第七篇的第八章的内容。
Where Hiranyakashipu actually decides to kill his son.
那 Hiranyakashipu 呢，他就决定就是杀掉他的这个孩子。
And he will try many different ways.
而且他用尽了方法。
He will throw Prahlad into a pot of boiling oil.
他把 Prahlad 呢扔到了一个滚烫的大油锅里。
He will try to get Prahlad crushed by weapons.
然后呢，要用锋利的武器去扎他。
He will throw Prahlad over the cliff.
把 Prahlad 从悬崖上推下去。
He will try to get Prahlad trampled by the elephants.
然后呢，还让这个大象脚去踩踏这个 Prahlad.
He will throw Prahlad in a room full of venomous snakes.
然后把 Prahlad 呢扔到了一个充满着毒蛇的房子里。
He will push Prahlad to drink poison.
然后呢还逼着这个 Prahlad 去喝毒药。
But every time Prahlad took complete shelter of Lord Vishnu by chanting his holy name.
但是每一次面临这些险境的时候呢 ，Prahlad 就无一例外的去 唱颂主 Vishnu 的圣名，托庇于他。
So at that point, Hiranyakashipu became extremely upset and extremely frustrated.
然后呢，这个时候呢，他的这个父亲呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 呢，他又是气恼，又是沮丧。
He was wondering where Prahlad was getting his strength from.
他百思不得其解，不知道 Prahlad 是从哪里来的这些力量。
And Prahlad said, "My dear father."
那 Prahlad 就说了，我亲爱的父亲。
I get my strength from the same place that you take your strength.
我得到的这个力量呢，是和你一样，是一个来源。
Which means that everything ultimately.Comes from Krishna.
那换句话说，就是说所有的这一切，就是这世上的一切，终极而言都是来自于 Krishna.
Whether we use the material energy in Krishna's service or we use it against Krishna, it's still Krishna's energy.
那无论我们是运用物质的能量去服务于 Krishna， 还是去违背 Krishna， 去针对 Krishna。但是所有的这一切还是物质能量，它的源头都是 Krishna。
So at that point, Hiranyakashipu became so upset that he decided, with his own hands, to kill Prahlad, his own son.
那就是这个时候呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 他就勃然大怒，他准备就是亲手杀死自己的孩子。
And he challenged Prahlad that.He was now ready to meet Lord Vishnu and destroy also Lord Vishnu. He challenged Prahlad that now he was ready to meet Lord Vishnu.
所以说呢，他这个时候呢，他就向这个 Prahlad 就是挑战了，说你现在就能看到你的主 Vishnu 吗？
And he got up from his seat and he began to strike a pillar.
然后呢，他就从这个他的这个宝座上面下来，王座上面下来，然后呢，他就是去击打一个殿中的一根大柱。
And from inside the pillar, there was a very, very deep rumbling sound like thunder.
然后呢，就这从这根大柱子里面呢，就传出了雷鸣般的吼叫。
And the pillar broke open, and Lord Nrisimhadev appeared.
然后这个时候呢，这个柱子呢就裂开了，就Nrisimhadev就从这个柱大殿的柱子当中出现。
In the form of a half man, half lion.
然后呢，他咆哮着，就是以这个半狮半人的形象出现在他的面前。
That form had never seen, have never been seen before.
这个形体是他之前从来没有见过的。
Now we have to understand that.These pastimes actually doesn't last very long.
那我们要知道，其实这一段逍遥时光持续的时间并不是很久。
It is described in chapter 8.
这个是在第八章当中讲到的。
Lord Nrisimhadev burst out of the pillar.
那主 Nrisimhadev 呢，他就从这个大殿的柱子当中出现。
Fights with Hiranyakashipu.
然后呢，和这个 Hiranyakashipu 呢就打斗起来。
Kills him.
把这个 Hiranyakashipu 置于死地。
Receives worship from the demigods and Prahlad.
然后接下来呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 就接受这些半人人还有 Prahlad Maharaj 对他的这个祈祷祷文。
And that's the end of the pastime.
然后这个逍遥时光呢就在这里结束了。
It's not like Lord Krishna who stayed for 125 years.
并不是像这个Krishna 一样来到这个世界上他是停留了125年。
Or Lord Ram who lived for long, long time.
或者是也不是像主就是 Ram 一样也是在这个世界上待了很多很多年。
Both Lord Nrisimhadev and Lord Varaha appear, perform a pastime to re-establish the situation in the material world, and they go back to the spiritual world.
那么无论是这个主 Varaha 还是这个主 Nrisimhadev 呢，他们都是就是突然的显现在这个物质这个宇宙，然后行使了他们的这个逍遥时光。 然后呢安抚了一切，把一切都重建之后，他们也就离开了。
As a matter of fact, Shukadev Goswami does not spend much time narrating the fight of Lord Nisshinkadev.
所以换句话说，就是 Shukadev Goswami 在这里并没有用很长的时间来描述主尼辛哈德和 Hiranyakasipu 之间的这个。
And out of 9 chapters about the pastimes of Lord Nisshinkadev and Prahlad, there's only one chapter that speaks about Lord Nisshinkadev, and there are at least 4 chapters discussing the qualities of Prahlad.
就是在这个涉及到这个逍遥时光的这九章当中，其实讲到了这个主尼辛哈德的，其实才只有一章的这个内容。然后其他有四章的这个内容都是细细的在描述Prahlad Maharaj 的品格。
And the reason for this, and it's not just in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, it's in other pastimes in the Bhagavatam, we see that Shukadev Goswami always puts emphasis on the pure devotee of the Lord before he puts emphasis on the Lord.
其实呢，就是不仅仅是这个 Prahlad Maharaj 的这段逍遥时光，还是其他的圣贤佛教里，还其他的逍遥时光里，我们就会看到，就是 Shukadev Goswami 其实总是把他的这个重点放在纯粹的奉献者身上，就是他纯粹的奉献者，甚至比主的这个逍遥时光比主还要重要。他总是在描述主之前，他先更多的去描述奉献者。
In the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, we see that there are many chapters describing what Dhruva Maharaj has to go through to obtain pure devotional service.
就是在这个 Dhruva Maharaj 的这段逍遥时光里面也是这样的，在主出现之前，也用了非常长的这个篇幅 去描述 Dhruva Maharaj 究竟是经历了怎样的这个磨难，然后最后 使得他能够成为一位纯粹的奉献者，见到主。
Then Krishna appears to Dhruva. Dhruva Maharaj offers prayers, and the Lord goes away.
然后呢，就是当这个主出现在 Dhruva Maharaj 面前的时候 ，Dhruva Maharaj 献上这个祷文，然后他们有一个对话，然后这个主就离开了。
In the story, in the sequel.What he is going through to become self-realized and become a pure devotee, Lord Krishna appears in front of him, he receives prayers, and he goes.
然后在第六篇当中的 Chitraketu Maharaj 的这个逍遥时光也是这样的，也就是讲到了他到底是经历了一些什么，怎么样得到这个自我觉悟的。那在这个逍遥时光到最后的时候，就讲到了主出现在他的面前，那个启发了他，然后说完了那些话之后，主就离开了。
And we see in the ninth canto that Shukadev Goswami spends very little time on narrating the pastimes of Lord Ram. However, he elaborates on the character and personality of Hanuman.
那在这个第九篇当中，我们也可以看到了，就是 Shukadev Goswami 在讲这个主 Ram 的时候，其实用的是挺小的一个篇幅，并不长。但是后面讲到了他的纯粹的奉献者 Hanuman 的时候呢，却用了很长的这个篇幅，用非常详尽，写的非常的详细。
So Shukadev Goswami does this purposely, so we know and we understand how one.Comes to the platform of pure devotional service based on different circumstances and different challenges.
所以呢 ，Shukadev Goswami 他这样做是有意为之的，因为这样呢，我们就知道，就是一个人，一个纯粹的奉献者，他是怎么样去经历各种各样的艰难险阻，又是怎么样去迎接各种各样的挑战，然后得以克服这一切之后，成为一位纯粹的奉献者的。
So the form of Lord Nisshinkadev.That appears out of the pillar is an answer to Hiranyakashipu.
中显现的，其实它的这种显现的方式，其实
Nisshinkadev was not a human and not an animal. He was a half man, half lion.
就是因为主你是不是人，他也不属于这个动物。
He appeared when it was not day and when it was not night.
而且呢，他也不是在白天，也不是在黑夜中显现的。
He appeared just at the gate of the palace, not outside, not inside.
而且呢，他就是在这个宫殿的这个门槛的这个地方显现的。那就是说，既不是在里边，又不是在外面。
He did not kill Hiranyakashipu with any weapons. He used his own nails.
然后呢，他也不是用任何的这个武器把这个 Hiranyakashipu 所杀的。他杀他的时候是在那门槛上，然后呢，他是用他的这个手指甲把这个 Hiranyakashipu 给杀死的。
Hiranyakashipu did not die on the ground or in the air. He died on the lap of Lord Nrisimhadev.
而且呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 呢，他这个葬身之地呢，既不是在地面上，也不是在空中，而是。
And while everybody in the palace.And the demigods and even Lakshmi were all completely terrified. Prahlad was looking at Lord Nrisimhadev like an angel.
然后呢，就是在这个宫中呢，当时在这个情景发生的时候呢，所有的人呢，宫里所有的人，甚至包括是这些半神人呐，还有这个Lakshmi Devi 就是幸运女神，个个都是惊魂未定。但是就在大家非常恐惧的这个时候，Prahlad Maharaj 却平静的像一个天使一样站在 Hiranyakashipu 的面前。
嗯、
Standing in front of
Standing in front of Hiranyakashipu.
Oh, sorry, 主Nrisimhadev 在主Nrisimhadev 的面前。
So they had never seen this form before.
那他们就是说。之前他们从来都没有见到过这个主的这个形体。
But there was nothing surprising for Prahlad.
但是对于 Prahlad 来说呢，他一点都不感到惊奇。
Because the pure devotee is always conscious of the presence of the Lord within his heart and outside as well.
因为呢，一个纯粹的奉献者呢，他无论是在心中还是在心外。在身外，他们时时刻刻都感受到主的临在。
So after Lord Nrisimhadev had killed Hiranyakashipu, he threw him on the ground, but he was still very, very upset.
那当这个主Nrisimhadev杀死了这个 Hiranyakashipu 之后呢，他就把 Hiranyakashipu 就扔到了这个地上。但是呢，当时呢，他依然还是怒气冲冲的。
So Lord Brahma was very afraid to come close.
当时呢，主 Brahma 就非常的害怕，他不敢上前来。
None of the demigods were prepared to come close to pacify Lord Nrisimhadev.
没有一个半神人敢上前来安慰、抚慰这个主Nrisimhadev，让他心。
Not even Lakshmi Devi would come near him.
甚至是这个 Lakshmi Devi， 就是幸运女神。也不敢靠近他。
So they asked Prahlad to go forward and pacify the Lord.
所以呢，他们就请 Prahlad 上前来让主息怒。
And Prahlad pacifying Lord Nrisimhadev is the subject of chapter 9.
那就是在这个第九章当中呢，就是讲到了 Prahlad Maharaj 是怎么安抚主Nrisimhadev。
Where Prahlad offers prayers to Nrisimhadev in the most devotional ways.
那 Prahlad 呢，他就怀着最大的这个奉献服务之心，就是奉爱之心，向主献上了虔敬的祷文。
Not only he describes the qualities and pastimes of the Lord, but especially Prahlad places himself as the most insignificant, unqualified servant.
这个 Prahlad 呢，他不仅仅是这个颂扬了主Nrisimhadev的这个品格，他的逍遥时光，而且呢，他 就是完全把自己放在了一个最微不足道的一个仆人的这个卑微的一个地位上。
And I would encourage everyone today, if you have time, to read especially chapter 9 of Canto 7, which are the prayers of Prahlad to pacify Lord Nrisingadev.
就是我希望大家如果今天有时间的话呢，就读一下第七篇的第九章，因为在这第九章里面呢，就讲到了这个 Prahlad Maharaj 用祷文来安抚Nrisingadev。
Prahlad is a great inspiration for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
所以呢Prahlad Maharaj 呢，他是也是所有的 Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava 奉献者的这个灵感的源泉，就是他极大的鼓舞了每一个 Gaudiya Vaishnava 奉献者。
He had already achieved pure devotion in the womb of his mother.
其实当时他在他的母亲的肚腹中的时候，他已经达到了纯粹奉献服务的完美境界。
And of course, when he came out of the womb of his mother, then he was already a pure devotee.
当他降生之后，他当时已经是一个纯粹的奉献者了。
And the symptoms of a pure devotee is that their hearts are very soft.
纯粹的奉献者的特征就是他们的内心非常
to criticize others.
而且呢，他们是完全不可能没有这种去批评或者是批评别人或者吹毛求疵的那样的一种倾向。
And they always remember Krishna at every moment.
而且他们无时不刻的都能铭记着 Krishna.
They are not envious.
他们没有妒忌。
They are fearless.
他们无惧无畏，
and they are free from lust.
而且他们完全地摆脱了色欲。女性化祷文，就是在一个诗节里面也是非常的著名的。
He says, evam janam nipatitam prabhavike kupe kama bikamam anuya prapatan prashangat kritvat masat surashina bhagavan grihita soham katam nu brishijetava brichasevam. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead,Because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was gradually falling into a vine well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant Narada Muni kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service?
这段话还是在这个第九章当中那这是 Prahlad Maharaj 他就是说我亲爱的主啊至尊人格神手啊由于我一次又一次的纠缠于物质欲望之中因此充满着蛇的就是就渐渐的堕入到这个黑暗的蛇井之中就是充满的蛇的黑井之中我随波逐流但是您的仆人 Narada Muni 却仁慈地把我接受为他的门徒并且教到这种超然的地位因此我的首要职责就是去服务他我怎么能离开对他的服务呢
Srila Prabhupada in the purport writes, this is the symptom of a pure devotee. One should serve the spiritual master first. It is not that one should bypass the spiritual master and desire to see the Supreme Lord.
那在这个要旨当中呢 ,Srila Prabhupada 他说呢这就是一个纯粹的奉献者的特征。一个人首先应当要服务他的灵性导师。而不应当绕过他的灵性导师 试图直接的去服务至尊主。
So Prahlad is teaching us that actually in Krishna consciousness, we should not try to see Krishna.
所以 Prahlad Maharaj 在这里其实就是给我们一个教导，就是在我们的 Krishna 直觉的服务当中，我们要试图不要试图去亲眼看到主 Krishna。
Just as Srila Prabhupada once said, I don't know who Krishna is, but I know who is my Guru Maharaj.
就像 Srila Prabhupada 他经常说，他说我不知道 Krishna 是谁，但是我却了解我的灵性导师。
In other words, we cannot get to Krishna alone. We have to do it through the spiritual master.
那换句话说呢，我们是不能直接的真达 Krishna 的。我们一定要通过我们的灵性导师呢，才能够赢得 Krishna 的心。
One time, Srila Prabhupada was taking a morning walk here in Mayapur with his disciples.
有一次呢，Srila Prabhupada 带着他的门徒在 Mayapur 的清晨散步。
And they were walking up a little hill.
他们当时呢就走上了一个小山丘。
So Prabhupada took the help of a disciple by putting his hand on his shoulder.
那这个Prabhupada 当时就把用手就是搭在一个门徒的肩上。
And when Prabhupada got on top of the hill, he pushed the disciple away.
然后他就搭在扶着这个门徒的肩，就上了那个小山丘。到了山顶的时候呢，他就把这个门徒给推开了，使劲推开。
And the disciple was very surprised. Why is Prabhupada acting in this way?
然后呢，当时这个门徒就感到特别的吃惊，他为什么这么做呢？
And Prabhupada turned around and he says, this is what the Mayavadis do.
那 Prabhupada 就转身过来说，他说 Mayavadi 就是这样做的。
They go to a guru to get all the knowledge and to get all the training.
那他就说呢，他们去找到一个 guru， 一个灵性导师。从这个 guru 那里呢得到所有的知识和训练。
And after they get what they want, they reject the guru.
然后当他们如愿以偿之后，他们呢就会排斥自己的 guru。
But even though Nrisingadev was prepared to offer Prahlad everything he desires, Prahlad only had one desire, is to serve his spiritual master.
虽然呢，主女星哈德呢，他愿意给 Prahlad 满足他的一切的这个愿望，赐福于他一切，但是在这里 ，Prahlad Maharaj 只有一个唯一的愿望，就是说他希望只是去服务自己的灵性导师。
Even though Lord Nrisingadev had the power to give benediction directly to Prahlad, Prahlad refused the benediction because he wanted to first serve his guru.
虽然呢，主 Nrisingadev 呢也是许愿可以去满足Prahlad 的一切的愿望，赐福于他。那么但是呢 ，Prahlad Maharaj 呢，他都婉言谢绝了，他只有一个愿望，就是希望去服务自己的灵性导师。
So between chapter 9 and chapter 10, there's actual conversation back and forth between Prahlad and Lord Nrisingadev.
所以在这个当中呢，我们就会看到 Prahlad Maharaj 和主女星汉在之间的这个来回的这个对话交流。
And this is a natural position that we see Prahlad sitting on the lap of Lord Nrisingadev, Lord Nrisingadev putting his big hand on the head of Prahlad and patting him.
然后呢，这也是我们就是非常经常看到的一个情景，就是。Prahlad Maharaj 就坐在这个主女星哈 Dev 的那个腿上，然后主女星哈 Dev 呢就用他的大手放在 Prahlad 的头上抚摸着他，然后他们在这里呢就有一个对话。
Sometimes we see paintings of Lord Nrisingadev hugging Prahlad like a little baby.
那有的时候我们还会看到一些画，那画上画。像 Prahlad 呢是一个小宝宝在他的怀里。
How a little boy of 5 years old could melt the heart of such a huge appearance of a half man, half lion.
就是一个这么娇嫩的一个小孩，一个5岁的一个小男孩，居然呢 就能够去啊、就是安抚半狮半人的形象所出现的啊、这个主。
Now, this pastime, as I mentioned before, took place in Treta Yuga a long, long time ago.
那我所刚才讲的这些逍遥时光，就是发生在 Treta 年代，也就是说白银年代，就是。离我们现在已经很久很久很久远了。
And in another verse in chapter 9, Prahlad says, Itamdri tirya grishi deva jasavatahe lokan vibhavyasi hamsi jagat pratipan dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuga nuvritam chanakalo yad abhavastri yugo tavastvam. In this way, my lord, you appear in various incarnation as a human being.An animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a turtle, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the supreme personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Tri Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas.
说嗯，就这样我亲爱的主啊，你以各种各样的如人啊、动物伟大的圣人半神人鱼或龟啊、就这样你在不同的这个星系之中去维系整个的创造并且摧毁魔道根据不同的年代我亲爱的主啊你保护着宗教的原则，而在这个卡利年代，你却并不以至尊人格守神自称，因此，人们称你为 Tri Yuga， 即显现在三个年代、三个 Yuga 中的主。
So, Prahlad is explaining that Lord Krishna appears in many different forms in different yugas.
那 Prahlad Maharaj 就是说呢，就是主是出现在不同的 Yuga 不同的年代当中，他以不同的化身的形象出现。
But he doesn't appear in Kali Yuga.
但是呢，在这个卡利年代呢，他并没有显现。
However, Prahlad mentions in Sanskrit, Chanakalo. Chana means disguise, hiding.
但是呢，就是在这个但是在这里呢，就是用了一个词语，就是 Prahlad 在。这句话当中，他就叫这个 China。China 这个词是一个梵文，意思就是说是隐秘的，或者说乔装打扮的一个化身。
China Kalo in Kali Yuga, you are hiding.
就是意思就是说，在这个卡利年代，你是 China， 就是说你是隐秘的，你是秘而不宣的，就是。
In other words, I know that you appear in Kali Yuga, but you don't appear as an avatar of Vishnu.
那换句话说就是说我知道你在这个卡利年代也是会显现的，但是呢，你就是不是一个以 Vishnu 的 avatar， 就是 Vishnu 化身的形象出现。
You appear as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
你显现的时候呢，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
Just as it is confirmed in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个就好像是圣典博迦瓦坛的第十一篇当中所证实的那样。
Where it says, Krishna Varnam Svisa Krishnam Sangopanga Saparsajam Yagyai Sanketana Praye Yajantihi Sumidasaha. Krishna in Kali Yuga is not black, he is golden.
就是呢，在这个卡利年代的这个 Krishna 呢，他就不是黑色的皮肤，而是金色的。
And he does not use weapons. He has associates.
而且呢，他再也不是手持武器了，而是有他的同游们伴随。
And he destroyed the demoniac tendencies by the Sankirtan movement.
而且他是用。像提尔坦运动、齐颂圣名运动来摧毁人们的恶魔倾向。
So, again, I really encourage you to read this chapter 9. It is heart melting what Prahlad says to Lord Nrisingadev.
我呢还是想这个极力的推荐你们去阅读第七篇圣典博迦瓦坛第七篇的第九章，因为你在这里会读到 Prahlad Maharaj 对主 Nrisingadev 所说的话，这些话呢 会让你的心融化。
Because we discover the heart of a true Vaishnava.
因为在这里我们讲到的是一个名副其实的一位 Vaishnava 的心。
We already read that the devotee always thinks first of the service to the Guru, not wanting to be with Krishna.
因为我们前面已经讲到了一个纯粹的奉献者，他首先想到的就是要为他的灵性导师去做奉献服务，而不是说立刻就想我要亲眼的见到 Krishna。
So another very famous verse quoted by Prahlad in chapter 9.
然后呢，在这个第九章当中呢，还引用了到了 Prahlad 一段非常著名的话语。
Where he says, Prayena deva munaya svavimukti kama monam charanti vijanena parartanishta neitan vihaya kripanan vimumukshaye ko nanyam tvad asya sharanam brahmato nupashke. My dear Lord Nrisingadeva, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance. Not caring for the big cities and towns, they go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, monavrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone. Leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals, I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to the shelter of your lotus feet.
那 Prahlad Maharaj 在这里说到，亲爱的主，你心还得，我事实上我看到了很多的圣人，但是他们呢，只对自己的个人的解脱感兴趣，他们不在乎城市、乡镇。他们去到喜马拉雅山，去到深山老林，他们去冥想，他们立誓做禁语的，做禁语，也就是 manavrata， 是不说话的意思，就是禁语。他们对于拯救别人没有任何的兴趣，然而对于我而言，我不想单独得到解脱。而撇下所有这些可怜的傻瓜和无赖，我知道没有 Krishna 知觉，如果不托庇于您的莲花足，一个人是不可能获得快乐的。因此，我想把他们都带回到您的莲花足的庇护之下。
This verse is so meaningful for us devotees.
那么这段诗节呢，就是对于我们的这些奉献者而言是意味深长的。
We don't come to Krishna consciousness for our own liberation.
我们走进 Krishna 知觉不是为了祈求自己个人的解脱。
We don't come to Krishna consciousness because we want to see Krishna.
我们来到 Krishna 知觉当中并不是为了想只是直接的亲眼看到 Krishna。
We don't want to run to the forest or to hide in our apartment to just be with Krishna.
我们不想去逃到森林里面，或者一个人锁在这个屋子里面，只是去冥想 Krishna， 去和 Krishna 在一起。
Srila Prabhupada quoted his Guru Maharaj saying，
Srila Prabhupada 呢，他就引用了他的灵性导师的话。
Forest is goodness。
森林代表的是善良心态。
Cities is passion。
城市代表的是激情心态。
Liquor shop is ignorance.
这个卖酒的商店代表的是愚昧心态。
And
酒库是酒库。
A Krishna temple in the city is pure goodness.
那在这个城市当中的 Krishna 的庙宇呢，就代表的是纯粹的善良心态。
In other words,The meditation of a devotee through their sadhana and their service is to assist the spiritual master in spreading Krishna consciousness to as many people as possible.
所以说呢，对奉献者来说，他们的 sadhana 规范，修习， 还有他们的奉献服务，其实目的只有一个，就是去辅助他们的灵性导师能够把 Krishna 知觉传播给尽可能多的人。
And we have the pastimes of Vasudev Datta in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
在 Chaitanya Charitamrita 我们的 Chaitanya 经当中呢，我们还有一个例子，就是说 Vasudev Datta,
where he approached Lord Chaitanya and made a very special request.
他呢来到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前，然后提出了一个非常特殊的请求。
And that request was that, my dear Lord, please allow me to take upon me all the sinful reactions of all the living entities in the entire universe.
就是他对铁坦尼马哈法布说，我亲爱的主啊，请允许。身上的罪恶。
Not just a few people in Bengal.
不是说只是去承受。孟加拉这个地区的少数的这么几个人的罪恶。
Not just a few people in India.
而不仅仅是这个印度的几个人而已。
Not just all the human beings around the world.
也不仅仅是这个世界上的人类而已。
But every single living entities.
他说的是整个宇宙上下的每一个生物体的罪恶，他都要去承受。
He says, let them go back to Godhead first, I will go there last.
他说呢，就让他们先回到灵性世界吧，我愿意成为最后一个解脱的人。
And Lord Chaitanya replied,You are the incarnation of Prahlad.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说呢，你就是 Prahlad 的化身。
Prahlad had no desire to go back to the spiritual world. He wanted everyone else to go before him.
因为 Prahlad 呢，他就不想自己先去到灵性世界，他希望其他所有的人都先他而去。
So this is the mood of a devotee.
这就是一个奉献者的心态。
And Prabhupada explained in many places, a devotee is not interested to go back to the spiritual world. A devotee is interested to be Krishna conscious.
那 Prabhupada, 就是 Srila Prabhupada 在很多地方都会说到，就是奉献者呢，对于回归灵性世界没有很大的兴趣。奉献者只希望其他的人都能够回归。神手回归灵性世界。
Of course, Prabhupada also encouraged devotees to please get out of this material world as soon as possible and go back to Krishna.
当然，释迦牟尼同时他也鼓励着所有的这些奉献者们，说你们应当尽快的脱离摆脱这个物质世界，应当回到灵性世界去。
We shouldn't try to be too much of a hero.
所以呢，我们不要太逞能了。
Prahlad is a very, very exalted, pure devotee of Krishna.
那 Prahlad 呢，他是一位非常崇高的主的纯粹的奉献者。
So in chapter 10, there is a continuation of this conversation between Prahlad and Lord Nrisimha then.
那在第九篇的第十章当中呢，就是 Prahlad Maharaj 和主尼辛哈对之间的这个对话的延续。
And again, Prahlad is expressing his own position.
那 Prahlad 呢，他又说到了自己的地位。
He says, Aham tvakamas tvat bhaktas tvam chaswami anapashrayaha nanyate bhavayor arto raja sekavayor iva. O my Lord, I am your unmotivated servant. You are my eternal master. There is no need of our being anything other than master and servant. You are naturally my master. I am naturally your servant. We have no other relationship.
那 Prahlad Maharaj 说呢，我的主啊，我是你的一位别无他途的仆人，是没有任何动机的仆人。你是我永恒的主人。我们之间只有主仆关系，再无其他。您是我自然，您是我自然而然的主人。而我是您自然而然的仆人，我们没有其他的关系。
So this exemplifies perfectly what is the natural position of a devotee. It's to always be a servant.
就在这里就是指明了一个奉献者的一个自然地位，就是说是主的永恒的仆人。
The service attitude is what makes spiritual life successful.
就是这种服务的心态使得一个人能够在奉献服务的道路上获得成功。
And one other verse, the final verse that I have chosen for this presentation is a very, very inspiring verse that we should all learn.
那我呢在今天的这个课上面所引用的最后一个诗节呢也是非常的鼓舞人心的，我也希望大家都能够铭记，大家都能够学习。
If we want to pray to Lord Nisshinadev today, this is the prayer.
那如果说今天我们要向主 Nisshinadev 去正式的祈祷的话，那我想大家就可以这样去祈祷。
Canto 7, Chapter 10, Text 7，
这个是在圣典伯加瓦坛的第七篇第十章的第七个诗节。
You should actually memorize this verse.
而且这个诗节呢，大家应当要牢记在心。
Prahlad says, Yadi dasyasi me kaman varantsvam varatar shabha kamanam ridyasam roham bhavatas tu vrine varam. O my Lord, best of the givers of benediction,If you at all want to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray from your Lordship that within the core of my heart there will be no material desires.
这段话就是说，我亲爱的主啊，最伟大的赐福者，如果你真的想满足我的愿望，赐福于我，那么我向您圣主您祈祷，祈祷在我内心的深处没有丝毫的物质欲望。
And this verse very much echoes one of Lord Chaitanya's prayers in the Shikshastakam.
这个呢正好其实就是回应了就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在去 Shikshastakam.这个就是主的八训规里面的一段话
Where he says Nadhanam, Nadjanam, Nasundarim Kavitam Vajjagadishakamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatat Bhakti Rahe Tukitvahi My dear Lord, I do not desire any wealth
就是说到了我亲爱的主啊，我不希求任何的财富
I do not desire any followers
我也不稀罕任何的追随者
I do not desire any beautiful women
We 也不需要美女的追随。
I am prepared to serve you birth after birth, which means I am not even interested in liberation.
然后说呢，我愿意一世复一世的去服务于你。那换言之就是说，我对于解脱也是没有任何兴趣。
So here we see that Lord Nisshinadev is prepared to give so many benediction to Prahlad.And Prahlad is refusing because he says, my guru comes first.
所以我们在这里就是看到了主 Nisshinadev 呢，他想就是愿意满足 Prahlad 的一切的愿望去赐福于他，但是呢 Prahlad 呢都婉言谢绝了，他首先想到的就是他要去服务他的灵性导师，就是我的灵性导师是最重要的。
But if you are going to give me one benediction,
那 Prahlad 最后说呢，如果说你真的是要赐福于我的话，
Please remove my material desires.
请把我的物质欲望清除掉。
So this prayer is actually a platform by which we can approach Nisshinadev through our sadhana.
这样的一个层面，在这个高度上面，我们向主 Nisshinadev 来祈祷。
Because what is our line of teaching?
我们可以想一下我们的这个教导的传承是怎样的呢
Our line of teaching is pure love for Radha and Krishna.
我们这个传承所教导给我们的是对 Radha 和 Krishna 的纯粹的爱。
Our line of teaching is to serve the divine couple in Goloka Vrindavan.
我们的这个传承教导的我们的是最终是要去服务在果洛卡文达文的神圣的伴侣。
So, where does Nisshinadev fit into all this?
那既然如此的话，那在哪里可以看到主你身上的一个影踪呢？
These half men, half lion with big nails and bloods everywhere and guts and everything.
那这个半狮半人的这个主的化身的这个形象，他的指甲锋利的就像武器一样，然后呢到处都是鲜血淋漓，还有这个恶魔的肠子。
But we also know that, for example, here in Mayapur, there is a place known as Nrsimhapali.
那我们也知道在 Mayapur 这个圣地有一个地方叫 Nrsimhapali.
Nrsimhapali, there is a deity. Yuga.
那就是在那个地方呢有一尊这个Nrsimhapali的这个神像，是这个神像是从这个Treta 年代，白银年代就传下来的。
And Nrsimhapali is the place which has been recognized by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
那个地方呢，就是Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢重新发掘到的。
As the place where Lord Nrsimhadev took rest after killing Hiranyakashipu.
就是那个地方呢，就是主Nrsimhadev呢他。就是杀死了 Hiranyakashipu 之后他歇息的一个地方。
And many demigods came to Mayapur to reside there just to meditate on Nrsimhadev.
那很多这个半神人呢他们都会来到这里去冥想主Nrsimhadev. Is there a deity there?
Of course.
But the deity is from
Treta
Yuga.
Yeah. There is a very, very, very old deity.
OK, 就是说呢就在那个地方呢就是有非常古老的这个神像是从推产年代白银年代到现在那就是大家可以想见就是多么久远的这个神像。
So this is very significant.
所以呢这个是意义非常的重大的。
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev.
那 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 呢就是像主Nrsimhadev 呢他也献上了这个祷文。
Where he is praying very specifically that he prays to Lord Nrsimhadev to remove all obstacles on the path of pure devotional service for the worship of Radha and Krishna.
那就是在这个祈祷当中呢，巴提维诺塔库向主Nrsimhadev祈求，能够帮助他去扫除在这个去服务 Radha 和 Krishna 的。这个奉爱服务的道路上的一切障碍。
So this is the mood of approaching Lord Nrsimhadev.
所以呢，我们就应当怀着这样的一种心态去接近主Nrsimhadev。
We pray to Lord Nrsimhadev to remove all our material desires.
就是我们祈求主Nrsimhadev能够去清除我们内心中的一切的物质欲望。
So that we can move forward to the path.Of developing pure love for Radha and Krishna.
那这样呢，我们就能够在服务 Radha 和 Krishna 的纯粹的奉爱的这条道路上面，能够畅通无阻的一路向前。
So to the request of the devotee begging Lord Nrsimhadev to purify the heart, here is what Lord Nrsimhadev replies.
那么当奉献者们去祈求向主Nrsimhadev献出这个祷文的时候，主Nrsimhadev呢也做出了这个回应。那他就是这样说的。
Swachande baisho e bachashi goranga dhame jugala bhajan o rati ho name mama bhakta kripa bale vigna jabe dura.Suda Chite Bhajo Radha Krishna Rasapura. Lord Nrsimhadev says, Dear child, sit down freely and live happily here in Sri Gauranga Dham. May you nicely worship the divine couple. May you develop loving attachment to their holy names. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles are cast far away with a purified heart.Just perform the worship of Radha and Krishna. For such a worship overflows with sweet nectar.
那在这里呢，他就说，主Nrsimhadev会说，我亲爱的孩子，请在这里，在Sri Gauranga Dham自由的安坐，快乐的生活吧。愿你能够很好的去崇拜神圣的伴侣，愿你培养出对他们的。 圣灵的爱心依附，及着我的奉献者的仁慈，所有的障碍都会烟消云散。当你的心变得纯粹之后，就这样去崇拜 Radha 和 Krishna 吧，因为这样的崇拜中充满着甜美的甘露。
So Lord Nrisimhadev is very much connected to the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，主 Nrisimhadev 的这个逍遥时光和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是密不可分的。
And has always been part of the sadhana of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
而且呢，一直就是Gaudiya Vaishnava 奉献者 sadhana 的规范修习中的一个重要的部分。
As a matter of fact, here in Srila Mayapur, we have the biggest Nrisimha deity in the world.
那事实上呢，在这个Srila Mayapur, 就是 Mayapur 的这个圣地，我们有一尊世界上最大的主 Nrisimha Dev 的神像。
And Nrisimha Dev is between Radha Madhava and the Ashtashakis and the Panchatattva.
而且主女星海队的这尊神像所处的这个位置，就是在 Radha Madhava 和八个牧牛姑娘，还有就是另外一边，就是说古圣子。
There was no Nrisimhadev in Mayapur before.
就是以前在 Mayapur 是没有这尊主女星海的
像。Only Nrisimhapali.
只有是 Nrisimhapali， 就是我们刚才所讲的这个主女星海队的那个逍遥时光的地方。
Our history shows that.One day, some dacoits attacked Mayapur, wanted to take the deities away, wanted to injure the devotees.
然后就是在历史上发生过这样的一个事情，有一群就是土匪啊，这个匪徒他们就闯到这个 Mayapur 来，他们想抢走这个神像，而且还想攻击这个奉献者。
They actually came with bombs and guns.
他们实际上是带着枪炮来。
And somehow devotees were safe. Some devotees got injured.
那有的奉献者呢，就是在这场混乱当中就是受了伤，但是大多数奉献者还是安然无恙。
And therefore, devotees decided to invite Lord Nrisimhadev to be here and protect the dham.
然后呢，就是因为这个事件的奉献者们，他们就希望能够邀请到主尼辛哈德来到 Mayapur 来保护整个的 Dharm 整个圣地。
So today is a great day for meditation.
所以今天呢是一个最适合冥想的一个伟大的日子。
We should read this pastime.
我们应当去通读这段逍遥时光。
And we should especially meditate on the prayers of Prahlad to Lord Nrisimhadev.
而且尤其是要去冥想 Prahlad Maharaj 对主 Nrisimhadev 的祈祷。
Now, I don't have much battery left on my computer and we still don't have electricity.
现在我们这里还是没有电，然后我的那个电脑上面的电池那个电也是所剩无几。
The storm is over.
这个暴风雨已经过去了。
And maybe we can see as much as we have battery on the computer, we can answer some questions.
我们就尽可能的回答大家问题吧，直到我们的这个电池耗尽。
If suddenly we disappear, then you know the battery is gone.
那如果说我们突然间就消失不见了，大家就知道是因为我们没电了。Rasika Radha Devi Dasi， 感恩帕布吉尼塔的讲课，感恩 Mataji 的翻译。请问 Prahlad Maharaj 是在听到圣人 Narada 的教导后成为的奉献者，还是在他听到教导之前就本身已经是伟大的奉献者了？ Thank you very much for your wonderful class. My question is, did Prahlad Maharaj became a pure devotee after hearing the instructions or the teachings from Narada, orBefore listening to those instructions, he had already become a great devotee. Thank you very much.
There is a story of Prahlad in his past life. He committed some sinful activities.
就是有关于这个 Prahlad Maharaj 呢，还有一段关于他前世的这个逍遥时光，就是他前世呢曾经做了一些 罪恶的事情。
He was born in a Brahmin family, committed some offenses, and then he was cursed. I'm not sure the details.
就是关于这个细节我记不太清楚了，就是他应该是出生在一个婆罗门的这个家庭，然后就是做出了一些冒犯，然后呢就受到了
And therefore, he was born in the family of demons.
所以呢，这样呢，就导致他在后来那一世呢，就降生在一个恶魔的家族里。
But then he heard the teachings of Narada Muni, and he became a pure devotee.
但是后来他就是说，聆听到了圣人 Narada Muni 的教导，然后就成了纯粹的奉献者。
So hearing transcendental knowledge, it's not a matter of how long you hear for.And how much do you hear? It's a question of how ready you are.
就是聆听超然的这个教导而发生的这个变化，与你，到底这个教导你是聆听了多长时间，或者你听到了多少，这个其实是没有关系的。关键就是说你是否做好了准备。
Some people they hear for years and they still don't understand. Some people hear one time and they take up.Pure devotional service.
那有的人呢听了好多年了，但是还是无动于衷，非常的麻木。但是还有一些人可能只是一瞬间，只是在那一刹那间，他听到了这个超然的知识之后，他就开始了纯粹的奉献服务。
Just as Maharaj Parikshit, you attain perfection by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
就好像是Parikshit Maharaj, Parikshit 大君，他是听到了圣典波迦瓦坛。
But he was already praised.As a Mahabhagavat devotee, because he had seen Krishna within the womb face to face.
但是呢，其实在这之前，他已经被赞美为是一位是一位 Bhagavat， 也就是说是一位非常伟大的一位奉献者了。因为他当时在他的母亲的腹中，他已经亲眼的见到了 Krishna 和他面对面的这个机会。Mahabhagavati.
Yeah.
嗯，伟大的奉献者 Mahabhagavati. Yeah. Okay, that's it. 下一个问题来自于喜宝，礼拜咕噜和翻译，感恩咕噜带来的指引，心灵的故事带给我的信心。我今天提问是：妹妹刚刚生下来的孩子一出生就有非常明显的像皇冠一样的胎记，而且因为黄疸偏高。住院几天之后又因为白血球偏高继续住院，而且还不允许家人探访，这种情况下应该如何祈祷获得住民心海的人子的保护呢？ Thank you very much for bringing me the faith through the Lord Shinhadev's pastime. My question is, my sister just gave birth to a child and when she was born she had a very obviouswhat's that called? The sign on the body, from the birth?
Birthmark.
Yes, birthmark. And because of the high, I don't remember the word actually, the from the liver you have become yellow.I mean, for the system, the family members are not allowed to visit them. So in this kind of circumstances, how should we seek the Lord Nishimhadev's merciful protection? How can we pray for that?
You can pray to Lord Nishimhadev that he can protect the child so the child can become Krishna conscious, not just to become healthy and happy.
你呢就是说可以向主您心哈德去祈祷，祈祷这个孩子能够成为一个具有 Krishna 知觉的好奉献者，而不是说只是去祈祷说保护这个孩子，让这个孩子恢复健康，成为一个快乐的孩子，仅仅是这样去祈祷而已。
In this connection, you should read Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3, Chapter 33, which is describing the movement of the living entities within the womb of the mother and after giving birth.
你可以去读圣典波迦瓦坛的第三篇的第三十一章。那在这个部分呢，就是讲到了这个生物体在母亲的肚腹当中所发生的一切，以及 他那个降生之后的这个情况。
The point here is that we should not pray to the Lord for material desires. We should pray to the Lord for Krishna conscious desires.
也就是说，就是当我们向主去祈祷的时候呢，不要带着一种物质的需求、物质的欲望，而应当是带着这个 Krishna 知觉。
You don't say, Krishna, please save the life of my child. You say, no, Krishna, please save the life of my child so he can become your servant.
那就是说，你不应当这样去祈祷呢，希望能够就是帮助这个我的孩子能够恢复健康，应当是这样去祈祷，就是希望他能够健康的成长，成为 Krishna 的一位非常好的奉献者。这样子，下一个问题来自老君的，感恩帕布和范，也祝你们节日快乐，祝你新哈队的逍遥时光无限的上演。Prahlad 王也是他的永恒的同游，伴随着他不断上演逍遥时光们，就像 Arjuna 与 Krishna 之间的关系。We know that Lord Nrisimhadev is performing his pastimes unlimitedly, and at the same time, Prahlad Maharaj is his eternal associate. So does he also accompany Lord Nrisimhadev in his unlimited pastimes, just like the relationship between Arjuna and Krishna?
Lord Nrisimhadev's pastimes take place in every universe.
Lord Nrisimhadev's 这个逍遥时光是在每一个宇宙中都有上演的。
In every day of Lord Brahma.
在主 Brahma 的每一天中。
So Prahlad is there.
所以 Prahlad 一定是跟他在一起。
But after the meeting of Prahlad and Lord Nrisimhadev, Lord Nrisimhadev will also instruct Prahlad to remain in the material world until the end of Lord Brahma's life. And to become the ruler, to take the position of his father. He becomes the king of all the demons.
但是呢，就是说，在主Nrisimhadev跟 Prahlad 见面之后呢，他后来也是给了 Prahlad 这个训示，希望他就是能够一直待在这个宇宙当中，做这个宇宙的这个恶魔王国中的这个国王，去统治所有的这些恶魔，一直到主 Brahma 的这个毁灭的那一天的到来。
Prahlad grows as an old man. He has children and grandchildren.One of them is Bali Maharaj.
那这个Prahlad Maharaj 他不是一直都是一个五岁大的孩子的，那他后来他也有结婚生子，他也有孩子，然后后来又成为祖父。大家的后代当中有一位就是很著名的这个 Bali Maharaj.
Prahlad also participate in great demigod sacrifice.
而且呢 ，Prahlad 他还就是加入到那些伟大的半神人的祭祀之中。
Prahlad is also present during the churning of the ocean between the demons and the demigods.
而且就是恶魔和这个半神人在搅拌牛奶之羊的时候，当时这个 Prahlad，
so he's not just there with Lord. I mean, he sees Nrisimhadev for such a short time.
实际上他当时面对面的见到主 Nrisimhadev 呢，只是很短的一段时间。
The appearance of Lord Nrisimhadev.Well, Prabhupada explained, is to prove the word of his eternal servant. That's the reason why he appears. To prove that the word of his servants are true. They never fail.
其实呢 Prabhupada 他解释他说主 Nrisimhadev 之所以当时显现出来是为了要证明他的永恒的仆人永恒的这个奉献者的这个话是真实不虚的。因为Prahlad 他就是坚信有主嘛，所以说就他就显现了，去证明他的这个奉献者的话。真我瑜伽工作室 ，Hare Krishna， 明白他不有一个与本次讲课无关的问题，请求您的解答。Ashram 制度与分外服务的关系是什么？有什么本质的区别 ？This is a question not directly related to the class. You want to keep it later or
another time?
那您的因为这个问题就是跟今天的课还没有直接的联系，我们先放到后面如果没有时间就下次回答。
Next question.
下一个问题先回答。天地主女性还得喜欢吃什么？想给她做点表表真诚Prashadam to show all my sincerity to him.
Just cook food in goodness, clean, fresh, nicely cooked.
你就是只要非常努力的去做这个善良形态中的食物这个佛教法梵歌里都有讲到，就是说是非常的新鲜的那种食物，然后要做的非常的好。
Lord Nisshinghadev doesn't eat tofu and he doesn't eat soy sauce.
那主尼辛哈德耶呢？他不吃豆腐，也不吃那个酱油。
Okay.
好，下一个问题。Tiger Lily， 感恩帕布。
Tiger Lily。
精彩的讲课和帕马菲奇甜美的翻译，感恩一起聆听所有的奉献者。今天。你幸好在和 Prahlad 的故事让我受益非浅心，故再次叫何为纯粹的奉献者。Thank you very much for your wonderful class and for the sweet translation from the Mataji. Thank you all the devotees. I have been greatly benefited from the pastimes of Lord Srinadev and Prahlad. My question for you, Guru, is that what's the definition of pure devotee? Thank you very much.
Pure devotee is described by Srila Rupa Goswami in the beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion.
就是在 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 就是奉爱的甘露这部书就是全本叫奉爱服务的甘露之养。那我们看的那本叫奉爱的甘露在这个最开始的时候呢 Rupa Goswami 作者他就讲到了这个纯粹奉献。
I highly recommend you listen to Ashu's lecture every Friday evening at 7 o'clock because he's teaching Nectar of Devotion.
那然后呢，我也要极力的推荐你去聆听阿叔在每个星期五晚上7点的时候的网课，网上的这个讲课，因为他现在就在讲这个奉爱的甘露。
But Rupa Goswami says, Anya bilashita shunyam jnana kyama kyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktirutamam. That pure devotional service is free from every possible notion of karma and jnana and anything which is a byproduct of both.
那纯粹的奉献服务呢是没有沾染着一丝一毫的 karma。业报活动还有这个 Gyana 思辨以及这两者的一切的这个副产品的。
In other words, anything which is materially motivated and any byproduct and anything which is in the realm of cultivating knowledge, if it's not connected to Krishna, it is not accepted as pure devotion.
换句话说就是说基于物质欲望的这些活动然后即便是在这个培养所谓的超然的这个知识，但是如果还有就是刚才说的这个业报活动啊，这个思辨啊，所有的这些副产品类的这些活动，只要是它没有跟 Krishna 有关的话，就不属于这个纯粹的奉献服务。
And we have to be careful not to misunderstand this point.
而且我们也不要在这一点上面也不要有所这个误解。
That's why Rupa Goswami says Anu Kulyena Krishna Anu Shilanam Bhaktirutamam. In other words, we are not interested to be free from material desires. We are interested to be engaged in devotional service. And in order to attain that position, we have to remove the material desires.
那 Rupa Goswami 他有一段话，就是他的意思就是说，我们其实并不特别的去关注或者说对于怎么样把这个物质欲望清除掉感兴趣，我们的兴趣的这个焦点是在于怎么样为主做最好的奉献服务，但是为了去做这个很好的奉献服务，你必须首先要把这个物质欲望清除掉，所以我们才会去强调去除物质欲望。
To just remove material desires, that's called Buddhism.
如果说只是想着怎么样把这个物质欲望清除掉做到这个无欲无求，那这个叫做佛教的 这个核心。
We don't want to become desireless. We want to become Krishna conscious.
我们的目的，我们的心愿，不是说变得无欲无求。我们是希望能够把所有的愿望都围绕在 Krishna 身上。The pure devotees. Can you say a little bit devotees? That the meaning of devotee.Pure devotees.
Yeah, that's somebody who has no material is engaged 24 hours a day in serving Krishna.
So, in a pure devotee. 在这个总结一下呢，就是说，总而言之，纯粹的奉献者呢，就是那些完全没有物质欲望，内心中非常的纯粹的，只是一天24小时不断的去为主做爱心服务的人，这样的人叫纯粹的奉献者。Himalata 询问说 Prahlad Maharaj 是出现在同济年代吗？ And another related question， 请问还有 Yamuna Tira 问的，请问帕布子逍遥时光发生在哪个星球上呢？ Did Prahlad Maharaj appear in Dwarka Yuga？ And another related question from someone else。Where did this pastime take place? Which planet?
No, not Dwapara Yuga, Treta Yuga.
对，不是这个 Dwapara 年代，因为我们在课里也不止一次的提到了，这个是在 Treta 年代，就是银器年代，或者说叫白银年代。And which planet?
This planet.
那我们刚才所讲的这个逍遥时光是在我们在的这个星球上面。
There is a place in South India called Ahovaram Nrsimha.
在南印度有一个地方叫做 Ahovaram Nrsimha.
And you visit that temple, you have to go through very steep mountains and go into caves to see the form of Lord Nrsimhadev, which is in the water up to the neck.
如果说 你要去觐见这尊朱尼辛哈德的这个神像的话呢，你就要爬一座非常陡峭的山，然后要到这个山洞里面才能够觐见到这尊朱尼辛哈德神像，而且他的身体是浸泡在这个水里面，这个水一直没到他的颈项，就是头颈的这个位置，就是为了让尼辛哈德一直就是保持着这个清凉。
So there is actually the remnants of a pillar.
而且那里还有一根这个残柱。
From that palace.
就是这个宫殿里面前面说的那个宫殿的那个柱子被主女性还得崩开了，就那个柱子的这个残留。
So if you go to that place one day, you will see all the pastimes of Lord Nrsimhadev.
所以呢，如果说你能够去到那个庙的话，你就可以看到主女星汉队的那些逍遥时光了。You want to go back to that question?
No, I don't have enough battery. I'm going to be cut off any moment. I think it's better to finish now.
那这个电池就快没了，所以刚才那个不相关的这个问题要回答起来还得一段时间，我们就留待下一次吧。
Okay, so thank you very much, Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhi Radha Mataji.
Thank you to all the devotees for listening patiently to the wonderful pastimes of Prahlad and Lord Nrsimhadev.
那也非常感谢所有的奉献者耐心的聆听了主 Nrsimhadev 和 Prahlad Maharaj 的逍遥时光。
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for translating.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Please enjoy the day serving Lord Nrsimhadev and praying at his lotus feet to protect your heart so you can become a pure devotee.
请大家好好的利用今天的这一天时间为主 Nrsimhadev 做出很好的奉献服务，并且向他去祈祷，希望他能够保护我们的内心，让我们能够纯粹的去为他做奉献服务，为主做奉献服务。
And you may also pray to Lord Nrsimhadev to protect the Kashadesh Yatra.
还可以向主 Nrsimhadev 去祈祷，祈祷他能够保护我们的Kashadesh Yatra.
And for Lord Nrsimhadev to protect all the devotees from the Kashadesh Yatra.
而且呢，保护请主 Nrsimhadev 能够。保护我们的 Kashadesh 的所有的奉献者，中国的奉献者。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 百坤的知音服务源于聆听。今天的周三讲课就到这里结束，祝大家呢度过一个充满着奉献服务和祈祷冥想的主尼勋和贝贝的显现日。我们下周同一时间周三继续讲解永恒的 Chaitanya 经，是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Hare Krishna。